The Mets looking to complete the three-game sweep against the Rockies. Charlie Blackmon getting loose before the game. We'll take it to the top of the first. Ian Desmond at the plate.
The 0-1 fastball looped over first. That's a base hit going into right field, and the Rockies take the lead. LeMahieu's in. Reynolds digging for the plate. Bruce's throw is cut off by Duda. So Reynolds scores standing, and on at first with a two-run single in his first at-bat since coming off the disabled list is Ian Desmond, and the Rockies have a 2-0 first inning lead. The 2-0 on the way, hit hard on the ground towards third, a fair ball past the diving T.J. Rivera, going into the left field corner, and that'll get two more home for the Rockies. Desmond scores, Parra right behind him scores standing, and Conforto's throw goes to Reyes, and on at second with a two-run double just inside the third base bag is Trevor Story, and the Colorado Rockies have a 4-0 first inning lead. 2-2 to Arenado. Swing and a drive. Well hit. Left center. It's deep. Granderson going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone. A three-run homer for Nolan Arenado into the M&M suite seats in left center field. For Arenado, his 18th home run of the year. He takes over the Major League lead in runs batted in. He now has 73.
2-1 coming from Bradford. Swing and a high drive center field. Going back on a Granderson to the track. Nearing the wall. Plays it off the wall and it skips by him. Blackman's got a triple easily here. He might have more. Granderson thinks this is a home run. He just lobs it back in. It's going to be a home run either way. Around comes Blackman to score. And for now, we think it's an inside-the-park home run. I guess it's just semantics. Granderson pointing like, well, I think it went over. But either way, I guess we'll never know. All four bases have been touched by Blackman, and it's 11-4.
T.J. Rivera threw the ball away. The 0-1 hit deep to right field. Jay Bruce going back. He's at the track, he's at the wall, and it is gone. Onto the canopy in the Mets bullpen beyond the 370 mark in right field. A long two-run homer for Gerardo Parra, his seventh of the year. And the Rockies have extended their lead over the Mets to 13-4.
Rockies win this one 13-4. The final line for Blackman, 2-for-6, a home run, 2 runs, and 2 RBIs. Not a good day for Steven Matz, just 1 inning pitched, 7 runs on 9 hits. Terry Collins and the Mets unable to figure out the Rockies on Sunday as they lose 13-4. Here's what he had to say on the loss.
Well, I asked Dan after we took him out to go between innings and take a look at the video and come back and tell me what he saw, you know, something maybe we could pick up. And he just said everything was down the middle. And you can't even, I don't care how good your stuff is, you can't do that in this league. And I told Stevie, I thought he's got to use his secondary pitches today, you know, especially the days when your command, your fastball is not really good. You got to let those hitters know you're going to throw other stuff. And so we got to have certainly some work to do there. You know, obviously, the slider's a good big pitch for him, but his changeup's a very good pitch. Didn't throw very many of them. You know, his first two outings where he was so good, he didn't throw a slider. Used the curveball. Today, he didn't hardly throw any curveball. So, again, I think we got to go back and, you know, make sure he uses his complement of pitches because I think that's what makes him effective. Again, if you watch him play, look, he knows he's playing second base. He knows his importance. He's played as well at second base as anybody could expect there. He's turned double plays that I'm not sure we'd have had turned. He's done a nice job. Big hit again today. I have not heard one thing of him about being discouraged about not playing shortstop. So that's new stuff for me.
Monday, the Rockies will be in Denver to host the Padres. Same day, the Mets will be in New York to host the Cardinals.